This is Akashwani, the news read by Akhila. In Jharkhand, after completion of the first phase of assembly elections, campaigning has intensified for the second phase of polling, which will be held on 20th of this month. Leaders of both NDA and India Bloc are scheduled to address a series of meetings in their respective areas. Senior BJP leader and Union Home Minister Amit Shah will address three election meetings at Giridi, Gande and Bokaro, while UP Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath is scheduled to hold election rallies at Dhanbad, Bokaro and Barmo. Senior JMM leader and Chief Minister Hemant will address election meetings at Devgarh, Dumka and Bokaro. Leaders of RJD, AJSU and left parties will also address poll rallies in different parts of the state. The second phase of polling will be on 20th of this month, while counting will take place on 23rd of November. Maharashtra is witnessing high-voltage campaigning, with senior leaders from various political parties holding a series of meetings and rallies across the state in preparation for the upcoming assembly elections. Senior BJP leader Amit Shah, addressing a rally in Parbhani, announced that if voted into power, a sum of 2,000 crore rupees would be allocated for the preservation of forts built by Chhatrapati Shivaji Maharaj. In Dhule, Mr. Shah alleged that the MVA is engaging in appeasement politics and compromising India's security. In response, Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge accused the ruling Mahayuti of making false promises to the people of Maharashtra. Addressing a rally in Latur, he attacked the central government for imposing GST on agricultural products, failing to increase the MSP for soybean and cotton, and urged voters to reject the deceptive Mahayuti government and vote for the MVA in the upcoming elections. The 43rd edition of the India International Trade Fair, IITF, will begin at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi today. The theme of this year's fair is Vikasit Bharat in 2047. The focus state this year is Jharkhand, while Bihar and Uttar Pradesh are the partner states. This year, various countries including China, Egypt, Iran, South Korea, Thailand, Turkey and UAE are participating in the much-awaited international fair. The fair will be open for business trade for the first 5 days till the 18th of November. Thereafter, it will be open to the general public till the 27th of November. During the business days, a ticket for adults will cost 500 rupees, whereas for children, the ticket is priced at 200 rupees on weekends, including gazetted holidays. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Jammu in Bihar tomorrow to commemorate Janjatiya Gaurav Divas. It marks the commencement of the 150th birth anniversary year celebrations of Dharti Aba Bhagwan Birsa Munda. Mr. Modi will unveil a commemorative coin and postal stamp in honour of Bhagwan Birsa Munda tomorrow morning. He will also inaugurate and lay the foundation stone for multiple development projects worth over 6,640 crore rupees aimed at uplifting tribal communities and improving infrastructure in rural and remote areas of the region. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has said that India-Philippines ties are rooted in democratic values, pluralistic ethos and economic commonalities. Addressing an event celebrating 75 years of India-Philippines diplomatic ties in New Delhi, Dr. Jaishankar said, both nations are deeply committed to upholding international law, norms and rules. The India Meteorological Department has forecast heavy rainfall with thunderstorms and lightning over Tamil Nadu, Puducherry, Karaikal, Kerala, Nahe, coastal Andhra Pradesh, Yanam and south interior Karnataka today. Rainfall in these regions will continue till the 16th of this month. Konkan, Goa, Madhya Pradesh, Madhya Maharashtra and Rayalaseema are also likely to experience thunderstorms and lightning today. World Diabetes Day is being observed today with the aim of raising awareness about diabetes, a significant public health challenge impacting millions worldwide. Every year, this day is observed to highlight the urgent need for comprehensive action in diabetes prevention, early diagnosis, effective management and equitable access to care. In cricket, India defeated South Africa by 11 runs in the third T20 international of a four-match series at Super Sport Park Centurion last night. With this victory, India have taken 2-1 lead in four-match series. The fourth and final match of the series will be played at the Wanderers Stadium in Johannesburg on Friday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.